Yeah, thank you very much. My name is Kingsford Nyame from Ghana, and I speak on behalf of those of us who have come from the Ministry of Food and Agriculture. And we assist Ghana government to formulate and implement policies of agriculture, including rice. We are happy to be part of this program because rice has become a very important commodity in Ghana. When you come to Ghana now, the consumption of rice it keeps increasing and is consumed at parties, workshops, funerals, and in fact, in all important functions, including national days. The reason for the high consumption of rice in Ghana is because rice is very easy to store when compared to other commodities like plantain and the rest. And it's also easy to cook. The lazy ones like the men of Ghana can even cook rice. You only need rice cooker. You just put it in with water and salt. Within a short time, you have your rice ready. So rice consumption keeps increasing in Ghana. However, about 66% of rice consumed in Ghana is imported. And it is on record that in 2016, Ghana imported rice worth $300 million. And this is a concern to all of us. And we feel that, you know, we need to grow more rice so that we can create jobs and then conserve our meager foreign exchange. We are importing rice, a lot of rice in Ghana, because we are not producing enough. And then secondly, consumers prefer rice, imported rice, to what we locally produce. Because of poor processing, we have stones and other things found in rice, and people are not comfortable cracking stones in rice when they eat. And because of that, we keep importing a lot of rice. No, the Ministry of Food and Agriculture, where we are coming from, you know, formally focus attention on, you know, production of rice in irrigated, you know, in by, you know, developing large irrigation schemes. But now attention has been shifted from conventional irrigation to low valley bottom and then swampy areas for rice production. And by this, in Ghana, we are now producing rice in all regions. We have 10 regions in Ghana, and now we are producing rice in all the 10 regions in Ghana. And it is estimated that if we continue to focus attention, or if we develop valley bottom rice production in these valley bottoms and swampy areas, we can increase production areas to as much as 200%. And it is also on record that by focusing on inland valleys for rice production, we have been able to increase yield of rice from 1.5 to 9.5 metric tons per hectare between 1981 to 1996. Ladies and gentlemen, some of the constraints we in Ghana face as far as rice production is concerned are the following, which I'm sure that by the end of the project, we can all together address. And they include uncontrolled floods. In Ghana, if we had had the kind of rains we experienced last night, there would have been a lot of flooding. And this destroys a lot of rice fields in Ghana. Another problem we face is onchocerciasis. It's a disease. And in Ghana, when you come to the eastern region of Ghana, we have vast land, very fertile land, in an area called Afram Plains. And because of this disease, you know, a lot of farmers are not attracted to this area to cultivate rice. And it's a problem which I think we need to address. We also have iron pans in some of our soils. And this makes cultivation or development of rice fields for rice cultivation also difficult. Another one is poor accessibility. We have areas where rice can be grown, but accessibility to these areas is a problem. Fertility is also a problem. Farmers in Ghana do not have enough money to buy fertilizers to improve lands. And I think this is an area we also need to address. Erratic rainfall. You know, Ghana, just like many African countries, we depend on rainfall for cultivation of rice. But nowadays, because of climate change, you know, we don't get the rains at the right time. So this is also affecting rice production in Ghana. Acid soils is also a problem. And this has come as a result of maybe heavy rainfalls and then continued use of certain fertilizers. It's a problem in Ghana which we are also addressing. The land tenure is also a constraint. In Ghana, you have a lot of youth who want to go into rice cultivation, but by the way land is, you know, owned in Ghana, accessibility becomes a problem to a lot of people. And this is not encouraging rice cultivation. Then another one, which is high land development cost. Developing land for rice is also, the cost is high, and many farmers cannot afford. Maybe through this program, we can learn from other people, other participants from other countries, how we can develop land at cheap cost so that our farmers can increase production. Then last but not least, steep topography. We have farmers who find themselves in areas where topography is steep, and these areas do not encourage rice cultivation. Some time ago, a variety of rice known as Nerica was introduced. And this rice was known to do well in areas where you can also cultivate maize, but it couldn't pick up. And so steep topography is a problem. We were trying to think that this variety was coming to solve that problem. But as I said, this could not work much. And it is our hope that this project will address some of these constraints through the innovative platforms that it seeks to introduce. And on our part, these are some of the few efforts that we are making in order to address, you know, some of these constraints I have mentioned. And in Ghana, one of the things we are doing is that we are, you know, increasing research. We have researchers who are doing a lot of research. Dr. Moro is here. But in Ghana, what happens is that we have research and extension in different organizations. They do research and they come out with technologies. And then we have those of us also in the Ministry of Agriculture who also try to transfer research findings, technologies, and innovations to our farmers through what we call the research extension
linkage.
So through that, we've been able to transfer a number of technologies to our farmers. We are also, through technical cooperation with developing partners like Japan and China, also we are through this cooperation, we are also learning a lot from our friends. But we are of the view that since this one is going to involve countries who have similar ecologies like Ghana, this kind of cooperation will benefit us a lot. And last but not the least, the Ghana government has recently come out with a campaign known as Planting for Food and Jobs. What Ghana government is doing is that it is subsidizing fertilizers and then certified seed up to 50% to enable farmers to buy rice, improve rice seed, and then fertilizers to increase rice production. And this is catching up in Ghana now. Ladies and gentlemen, it's our hope that at the close of this workshop, we are going to know or learn about the roles those of us from the Ministry of Food and Agriculture are going to play to make this project we are launching today a success. Thank you very much.